Hello, this is Audiomo Day 9. It's 9th of June 2016. I really can't think of anything much to talk about. There's not really much happening where I am. So today I will speak to you about... I will be talking about something I did a while back, actually. It's been... I wouldn't say it was too long ago. I think it was a month ago or something. But anyway, I think it might be either May or April. I'm not sure when. I can't remember when I actually did this. But after a long time of resisting and, you know, refusing to join, I joined Pottermore, which is it's a Harry Potter site. It's one of J.K. Rowling's site, I think. But it's a site she sort of set up to help raise money for charities. I think it was to raise money for Loros or something like that. I can't remember. It is for a charity, but I can't remember what charity. I can't remember which one. It might have been more than one charity, I don't know. But I do know that it was, she actually set it up to raise money for a charity, basically. But I just refused to join, not because of that. It's just I just felt that I've joined to, you know, so many things. I just didn't want to join on to anything else, really. So I just didn't join it. Well, I didn't want to join it, to be honest with you, because I thought what is there to, you know, what am I gonna do joining it and stuff? There's not really much you can do on the Pottermore side, not really. It's just like, basically, she writes stuff on there and she gives facts, and I heard rumours that, which I've learnt that they're not true, but that she was writing stories, you know, things that weren't in the books, the things that other readers weren't, you know, wouldn't get access to unless they actually joined and stuff, and that she was reading, you know, not reading, sorry, she was writing extra stories, like spin-offs, if you like, about Harry and his family and whatever have you, all Ron and Hermione, you know, the characters, basically stories of the, you know, about the characters and things like that. Exclusive stories, you know, she was writing. That's what I heard. But apparently that's not true. Because, you know, I've joined now and there's nothing there. And there was an article I read after I actually joined. I did read that it wasn't true, that they were just rumours. Somebody had sent rumours flying around and it just sort of spread. But yeah, it was a bunch of lies that she didn't do anything for Christmas. Because originally it was just like, I mean, even when I heard during Christmas time that she'd written an exclusive story about Harry and his family and the Quidditch World Cup and stuff, you know, I really wanted to join at that time, but I didn't. I held on and I said no, you know, I really resisted, and I thought I'm gonna be strong and I'm not gonna join, you know, just because of this story. I'll find another way. But then I couldn't. But after a while, I don't know, last month or whatever, whenever it is that I joined, I decided to join and see for myself, you know. And, you know, see what exclusive things that you get to see, you know, as a user, that you probably wouldn't get to see, if you're not joined to it. But I was very disappointed when I actually did join, because I found that actually you can't really do anything much at all with it. As a member, you can read everything you can read as a member, you can read without actually joining. You don't have to really join. You can read everything on there. There's nothing exclusive or anything like that for members only or anything like that. There's nothing like that at all. So half these things, you know, half these rumours and stuff, they were untrue, and, you know, it turned out that there isn't anything, you know, that you can't see without being a member and stuff, you know. Everything a member will see, a non-member can actually see that. So it felt a bit pointless, you know, when I actually did join, and I felt a bit disappointed, and I thought it's a bit pointless joining, and there's not really much you can actually do on the site either. Apparently it used to be a lot better than what it is now. Apparently she's changed it a lot, because now what it is just a load of writing. It's just writing facts and things like that. Just facts about the characters, facts about the story, facts about the places in the story, and facts about this and that, you know, just basically explaining certain things and some of the ideas that she's got, you know, if you know what I mean. So it's kind of disappointing, but before there was a time when it was, I think a year ago she changed it, but before last year, the site, there was a lot more to do on the site. There were games to play, there were quizzes to do, you know, there were a lot of things, and you could score points, you know, you play against different houses, you know, because when you, one of the things you can do as a member that you can't do as a non-member is that you can join a house, you can sort yourself into a house, and you can get yourself a wand, and you know, but now you can't really do anything with any of those things. But before, what you used to be able to do is, as you know, when you got sorted into your house and stuff, you could play games against other members of different houses, and you could earn points, and then your, you know, whoever, you know, and then all the points would be added up, I think, on the site. So whoever's monitoring the site, or whoever, you know, or maybe it automatically happens. I don't know how it works, but the points just get added up, and whichever, you know, weekly a house used to, there used to be a house winner, I think, and they you could win cups and stuff like that, and that's through playing games and stuff. But now they don't have any of the games, you know, they don't have any games to play, there aren't any quizzes or, you know, anything fun to do. There's nothing fun to actually do. It's just facts and writing, and that's about it. So the joining of the houses, you know, sorting yourself and stuff like that, it just seems a bit useless, seems a bit pointless, really. So yeah, I just found it really, really pointless. Now, I did, however, get very curious, because you don't have to sort yourself into a house or anything like that. But I got sort of curious, and I wanted to know what house I would be in if I was at Hogwarts and stuff. So I took their house quiz, the sorting quiz, and I got Ravenclaw. So I'm happy with that, because Ravenclaws are supposed to be clever and really smart and intelligent people. And she did write that Ravenclaws are normally a bit eccentric, but, you know, but they are very wise and clever. Their eccentricity and their weirdness isn't a bad thing. It helps them stand out, and under all the weirdness, they are quite clever and intelligent. So sorry about that. I had to pause it just then. But yeah, underneath all that, what was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying. Said under all that weirdness, there's a bit of intelligence there and stuff. I'm okay with that. I don't mind, because it means I'm intelligent and clever, so I don't mind. I'm quite happy with getting Ravenclaw. I did the wand quiz as well, because I was curious as to what kind of wand I'd get, and the wand that I got was I managed to get a 3¼-inch Dragonheart String Elder Wand, I think, something like that. I know it's a dragon something, dragon Elder Wand or something like that. And it's, I know there's Elder in there, and Dragon. I know those two words are in there, so it must be Dragon, it might be Dragon something Elder Wand. But yeah, but those are the only two quizzes that they actually do, and that's about it. And there's nothing else. There's absolutely nothing else to do on that site at all, and there's nothing exclusive. It's all a load of rubbish, so I am kind of disappointed. And the worst thing is, here's the big here's a big catch. I really want to sort of deactivate my account, but here's the worst thing. The only way to deactivate is to contact them and tell them why you want to deactivate, and ask them to deactivate it for you, which is really stupid. It's really, really stupid. But maybe I'll stick around because because if they decide to do a Patronus quiz, then I want to do that as well when if and when they do that. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But there you go.